This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic. He calls the idea unethical. At a news briefing in Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not through exposing people to the virus. Never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic, he said. It's scientifically and ethically problematic. Herd immunity happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that society. The WHO estimates about 10% of the world has contracted the coronavirus. It's not yet known what percentage rate of infection is needed to achieve herd immunity. Tedros noted that to obtain herd immunity from measles, about 95% of the population must be vaccinated, while for polio, the threshold is about 80%. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday. Barrett, in her opening statement, told senators the court should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. She laid out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it's not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. Democrats who are in a minority in the Senate plan to sharply question Barrett about her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act was wrongly decided. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, is a national health care law affecting millions of Americans. The court is expected to hear a challenge on that in November. VOA News. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Netanyahu and Sheikh Mohammed spoke by telephone and in separate statements Monday said they discussed a range of topics, including peace and cooperation in the Middle East. Israel and the UAE signed the U.S. brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally, Turkey, should be involved. Lavrov was speaking to reporters in Moscow after talks with Armenia's foreign minister, who said effective peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh would only be possible after a full ceasefire between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The area is a largely ethnic Albanian population enclave within Azerbaijan, Meanwhile, Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other on Monday of launching new attacks in and around the region, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting in the enclave for more than 25 years. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse is calling on the country's justice and police departments to bring to light the circumstances surrounding the death earlier this month of a university student, allegedly at the hands of police. Moïse also appealed to student protesters to remain calm as the nation awaits the findings of investigators in the case of 29-year-old Gregory Saint-Hilaire. University students in the capital, Port-au-Prince, organized 5 days of protests last week to demand justice and revenge in the death of Saint-Hilaire. Two American economists won the 2020 Swedish Central Bank Prize in Economic Science in memory of Alfred Nobel. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said it awarded the prize to Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson for improvements to auction theory and invention of new auction formats. The honorees will equally split the $1.1 million award. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will, but was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark its 300th anniversary. It was first awarded in 1969. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.